At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Happy Thursday. It is Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. Sue here. Kendra, you and I were talking about how we are suburb girls. We're born and bred here in the Boston area, but we never take public transportation. Today, we're going to a Red Sox game, and we have to go a total of one stop.
I know,
and we have no idea what to do.
It's my nightmare.
How to buy a ticket, nothing. We don't even know, are we going inbound or outbound?
No, we don't have a sense of direction, and I'm not good at this. I've never been good at it. I don't know how to follow. I can't do it. It's why I drive my car into the city all the time. But I know the Magic listeners take the T. They take public transportation all the time. I think we have Noelle on the phone. Noelle, what do we do? Please help us.
So first, on the MBTA website, there is a place where you can plan your trip. It's called Trip Planner.
Okay.
Putting where you're starting, putting where you're ending, depending on when you want to get there, and it'll give you options.
Okay.
Ooh, Trip Planner. That's what
but
I need.
But to get on the commuter rail, there's usually a QR code when you walk in the station. They're going to have you do an app, and you put it on your phone, and then you buy your ticket, and then you scan your ticket, and you can go in.
Okay.
Or my kids, who are experts at this, they pay with Apple Pay.
Oh. Wait, I'm just trying to think of where we're going. I think the place
there's no station where we're going.
Yeah.
But there's always kiosks. No matter where you go, you're not going to get on. There may not be a big station, but there's going to be like kiosks.
So do we not get let in if we don't buy a little thing at the kiosk?
Usually, because a lot of the times the little gates, like you have to scan your QR code to open the gate to get you to get in. But there's going to be a ton of people going, like stop some very friendly person and be like, how do I buy a ticket?
This is my nightmare. This is why I am afraid of public transportation. There's so many steps, and I am bound to miss one of them.
You are definitely only going one stop. You get on at Boston Landing, you get off at Lansdowne, and you walk like 7 minutes.
Right. No, it's such a quick
thing.
Can
you come with us, Noelle?
So we have to go to that.
I would totally go. I would totally meet you at Boston Landing and like walk you through. But it really is. Once you get there, it kind of... You'll watch everybody else doing it, but I don't think you can buy them on the train anymore, but you might be able to. Like, there's usually conductors, and they have, once again, if you have a... They usually scan the ticket,
But if we look really lost and pathetic, they might just come up and say, come on,
we're okay. We're never making it to Fenway. You and I both know
this. I usually follow my kids, because they're like, we're just doing this. I'm like, okay. So... they have a lot of signs wherever you're going that's like, here's how you buy them.
As I'm sure there's a lot of dopes like us, right, that can't figure it out.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that only come in once a year. So I think you'll be fine.
But we live here. It's like
we're not out of towners, and that's what's embarrassing. We're like two fools, and neither one of us know anything.
So I live in Boston, and I have friends that have never taken the commuter rail or public transportation. I do it every day.
Yeah.
But I don't do commuter rail. I take the train and the bus. But it's like people who live in Boston don't even take it. So don't feel stupid. There are literally people that live in Boston that don't take the train.
We got to run. Thank you, Noelle. We appreciate you so much.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. So we'll just continue. We'll look lost, and maybe somebody will have pity on us, and we'll find our way to Fenway.
Yeah.